USA Radio News with Wendy King.
A federal appeals court has upheld the stay on President Biden's requirement that private businesses with 100 employees or more require coronavirus vaccinations. White House Press Secretary Jen Psaki.
The vaccine requirements we put forward are going to continue to accelerate our path out of the pandemic. That's how we see our path forward.
A former Trump advisor has been indicted.
Federal prosecutors have charged former Trump strategist Steve Bannon with criminal contempt of Congress for defying a subpoena from the House committee investigating the January 6th attack on the U.S. Capitol, marking the first such criminal case for the Justice Department in decades. Bannon faces a minimum of 30 days and a maximum of 1 year in jail for each count if found guilty. From the USA Radio News Phoenix Bureau, I'm Tim Berg.
This is USA Radio News.
Folks, you know how cancel culture has affected Mike Lindell. Well, MyPillow may have gotten canceled out of retail stores, but you can save big just in time for Christmas at MyPillow.com. The classic standard size MyPillow that sold in stores for almost $70 is on sale for Christmas for just $19.98. Standard size, $19.98. Queen and king size, slightly higher. But only if you go to MyPillow.com, click on the radio listener square, use my promo code USA, get a MyPillow for that special person in your life. You also get a free press-and-pack bag so you can take your MyPillow anywhere. Save big on anything on the MyPillow website, but only if you use my promo code USA. Support Mike Lindell and American Jobs. Get the best price ever on a MyPillow and do your Christmas shopping at MyPillow.com. Promo code USA or call 1-800-951-8175. Merry Christmas.
President Biden says there'll be a point person to oversee how the money in the infrastructure package will be spent. He said a coordinator will oversee spending and implementation of a $1 trillion infrastructure bill. He told cabinet members it was part of an effort to ensure that money issues were taken care of.
The high obligation and responsibility that we all have to make sure this money is used wisely, used well, and used for the stated purposes for the American people.
The president is to sign that infrastructure bill into law on Monday. He's continuing to press Democrats to approve a larger bill that supports education, health care, and climate initiatives. Medical research and software mogul Glenn DeVries, who flew to space last month along with William Shatner aboard Jeff Bezos' Blue Origin spacecraft, was one of two people killed in a small plane crash in New Jersey. The Cessna 172 went down in a wooded area of a state park. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Now you can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. That's 800-215-5141.
Olympic gymnast Sunisa Lee said she was pepper sprayed during a racist attack while she was in Los Angeles. The gold medal winner said she was waiting for an Uber with a group of Asian American friends when a vehicle pulled up and its occupants yelled racial slurs and told them to go back where they came from. One of the passengers sprayed Lee's arm with pepper spray before the car sped off. She said, "I was so mad, but there was nothing I could do or control because they skirted off. I didn't do anything to them, and having the reputation, it's so hard because I didn't want to do anything that could get me into trouble, so I just let it happen." Lee, who is 18 years old, said the incident occurred in October when she was in Los Angeles to compete with Dancing with the Stars. She grew up in a Hmong community in St. Paul, Minnesota, and she won the all-around gold medal at the Tokyo Olympics. The FBI reported that during 2020, hate crimes rose to their highest level in 12 years, with crimes against Asian Americans rising by 76%. Last month, the Justice Department announced plans to earmark $21 million to prosecute hate crimes and provide assistance to victims. A judge in Los Angeles has officially ended Britney Spears' conservatorship, a legal guardianship under which she's lived for the past 13 years. The decision comes more than a month after a judge suspended Britney Spears' father, Jamie Spears, as her conservator. For USA Radio News, I'm Wendy King.